Now we have that point on sprockets where we dance, as we say. So now I have a series of skill testing questions, and owing to an unfortunate situation humiliating for one member of our crowd yesterday, I'm going to call upon our distinguished speakers to do the throwing of t-shirts, because yesterday I almost broke my arm, I think, doing it, because I'm such a klutz. So I'll go through the talks one at a time. Oh, yeah, and when we're done, please go talk to the profs outside. The profs and me will jump the queue to grab a sandwich, but they really enjoy talking to people about the research, and they can tell you about opportunities to work in their lab or other labs that are related to what they're doing. Okay, let me move immediately to Elaine's talk. And Elaine, I guess you stand up. So, and I have my expert scientist here in case we have difficulties on the correct answer. The question is, why does our skin sag and get wrinkly as we age? Yes?
Either a breakdown of a functioning
elastin
or less
elastin. Let me ask one of the top scientists in Canada if that's the case.
Elastin is not produced after you reach adulthood, so that's not right, but that's okay because you never know that. But your first thing is elastin breakdown. Why? So you.
Elaine's a fair marker, a tough marker, but a fair marker, obviously. Yes, right in front.
Sun damage?
I didn't have to throw far.
That's why they say don't sit in the sun and you get all your wrinkles and everything, because it's actually breaking down the elastic fibers in your skin.
Yep. Okay. And now I'll ask Joelle Pinot to stand up. Hey, this works pretty well, actually. You're quite tech with this. Okay. And this one is, yeah, I know. Yeah. In which we're not chosen for these jobs by virtue of our ability to throw t-shirts. In which downtown Montreal mall would you go shopping this summer to see the smart wheeler in action? Way back there. Oh, it's you again. Yeah, it's you again.
Yes.
Good throw. Very nice. And from Deb Titone's talk, it's kind of a long question. But that doesn't matter. I can read it even if it's long, you know. So eye movement measure.
Oh, I did multiple choice.
Oh, it's multiple choice. Yeah. Eye movement measures inform theories. You study eye movement to inform theories that are the following theories and which are true and which aren't. I have to read a bunch.
How about I can rephrase it? What can we use eye movement measures to study?
Language comprehension.
What kind? Okay, that's just one.
So
thing.
Written and spoken and also language production.
Oh, you got it.
Very good. And finally, before John does this, and John also has a kind of an easy question here, I remind you
careful,
again.
I throw like Tim Tebow. Okay.
Yeah, and I throw like a whiny little baby boy. Actually, it's quite awful. Anyway, from John's talk, vitamin D can be produced from the action of sunlight, of course, suggesting that it would be readily available from that source. I've noticed, though, no one takes vitamin D anymore. We used to always, when I was a kid, take it in the winter. I don't quite understand it. Everybody else takes it but me. Okay. Anyway, can be produced from the action of sunlight, so it's readily available for free, but there's a catch. What is the catch? Way in back.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay, thanks to all the speakers today.